and hello. I say good morning because it's morning here. It's Dying Scene Radio. I'm Bob Noxious. I'm sitting here across from my humble co-host, Bobby Pickles. What's going on, my friends? Oh, my God. Are you dying over there?
No, man. I'm just taking my morning medicine.
Is that what you would call a wake and bake?
You know, I got a prescription, so I'm good.
That's right. You live real close to where that stuff is legal, man. So
it's legal in Connecticut, and I'm technically a Connecticut resident.
Good for you, man. I don't think that was part of our list of topics to hit today, but good one.
It wasn't. I'm sorry. I was off the cuff.
That's okay, apologize. Man. We're going to do a whirlwind episode. We got a lot of points to cover here this week, including we will be talking with Jenny, who is from the LA-based band called Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
That's right, Bob. And I wanted to mention, when we were interviewing Jenny, the hearts were in your eyes. I couldn't get a question in edgewise,
She's a beautiful woman. She was very easy to talk to.
You were enamored with Jenny.
Yeah. She was very nice. She was a nice lady.
Even offering your house. God, you were going for the kill.
Well,
good stuff.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that, but I'm always willing to help out a touring band, especially when it might benefit me. And I don't mean anything other than, you know what? I'd like to have her on the radio show again.
Absolutely, man. So last week we spoke with Ben Weasel.
We sure did, yes. That was an interesting topic of conversation that we had with Mr. Weasel.
That's right. And, you know, we've been sending our smoke signals back and forth through our own podcasts, you know, and this week Ben Weasel released his new Weasel Radio episode, and he spoke about us and about the experience being on the show last week.
For about 12 minutes, he talked about how we exploited him.
Yeah, that's right. He talked about how he exploited him. In all due respect, it might be karma why we lost the game last night. We lost game one because we record the podcast on usually on Wednesday or Thursday morning or whatever. Yesterday, we experienced game one loss against Chicago, which is Mr. Weasel's town. It's probably karma for taking advantage of him so much on last week's episode, making him talk about things he didn't want to talk about.
I'm sure he's secretly gloating right now.
He doesn't secretly do anything, Bob. He's open about a lot of stuff, I feel. And he was open about your name, Bob. I wanted to get your opinion on this discussion. Bob Noxious, quote unquote, he said there's been a million of these names, stupid punk rock names that have come about since the 70s.
It's amazing the insight that Mr. Weasel has on that. Yes, I'm not the first Bob Noxious, and I'll be the first to tell you that. There's a lot of Bob Noxiouses, as it turns out. The internet weeds them all out. There's a Bob Noxious who is a roller derby referee in St. Louis. There's a really crappy band out of Canada that calls themselves Bob Noxious, even though nobody in the band is named Bob Noxious. I think the original Bob Noxious was a guy who played in a band called the Fuck Ups in San Francisco back in the 70s. He might be the first one. There might be others. There might be more. You're right. It's not original. And, you know, I do believe that Mr. Weasel is not his true last name either, is it, Bobby?
That's right. I believe it's Mr. Foster.
Mr. Foster said he did like doing the podcast because of your name, Pickles. So at least we got that going for us.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I think there's a Tommy Pickles Rugrats character. So maybe that's not so original either. Anyway, who gives a shit, man? It's punk rock. Nothing's original. It's only three chord progressions, Bob. In life, in podcasting, in radio, and fucking punk rock music, it's only three chord progressions.
I like that philosophy. Bobby, let's go ahead and play some brand new music. This time it comes from a band out of New York called Worriors. Now, you may have heard of these guys because they aren't exactly household names, but they are part of the scene for some time. Lauren Denizzo of The Measure and Mikey Erg from Every Band Ever. They've got this new project, and this track right here is called They, Them, Theirs. And it was produced by none other than Against Me's Laura Jane Grace, who is making quite a name for herself these days, as is Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner. That's a topic for another day. This is Worriors, right here on Dying Scene Radio.
You've got a word for one, so there's a word for all. The smallest things have become, which side are you on? What if I don't want something that applies to me? What if there's no better word than just not saying anything, anything? You are fighting between rock and white father.
Ben Weasel with Screeching Weasel. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio. God help you.
Hey, Colin. Heard you recording a new album, buddy. I don't get it. Mark took off and got a real job in showbiz. I smashed my car into a boulder and almost died. Like, where is Duke? He told me he didn't want to do it. That was fucking embarrassing on you. This is the office. I know you guys are gonna sound fucking awesome, and I wasn't there. I wasn't part of it. Hey, rethink it, man. Serious. Like, I hear it all with the old tracks, and my wife says I'm awesome. So is it, man? I can do it. You got the number. Let me know. I love you. Toodaloo.
Music video for their song called Don't Die Again, which appears on their latest album called Happy Thoughts, which was released late last year. Make sure you check out that video, which is on dyingscene.com. And that singer, he gives off that real creep vibe, man. So check it out.
The real creep vibe, that's that's funny, Bob. That might be a reoccurring theme within this podcast. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But anyway, let's do some news.
Fire away.
Fat Records has announced the 8th volume in their ever-popular Fat Music compilation series. The label is celebrating its 25th anniversary, so in honor of that, they're releasing Fat Music Volume 8, Going Nowhere Fat, which will feature 25, a number in honor of their anniversary, new and unreleased tracks from the label's roster, including NOFX, Lagwagon, Masked Intruder, and the newly signed Pairs, and Bob's new crushes, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. Check out the track listing on dyingscene.com. That's going to be a good one. Bob, is that the same? We asked your girl if that is the same compilation series as the one from the 90s. It's not, right?
She's my girl now? You give far too much credit. Well, it says it's Volume 8, Bobby, so let's do some math. Fat Music Volume 8. Fat Music was part of the series. Yeah, they're fat music for fat people and short music for, I can't remember what it was. But it's all a part of the series. This is Volume 8. Going Nowhere Fat. They just went clever with the name once again.
That's all.
That's all. All right.
That's all.
We're moving along. Bad Brains entered a studio in Woodstock, New York last week to record a new EP in front of an audience of 60 to 70 people, with Jamaican singer Jesse Royal filling in for HR. We covered this a few weeks ago, Bob. The EP will be a part of a series of similar recording sessions called the Woodstock Sessions. And Dr. No told the media outlet Fuse, it's going to be like a gig, but a recording gig. Dr. No was also asked if he plans to work with HR in the future. He simply responded, only Ja No.
Only Ja No.
Only Ja No.
Moving on.
Moving on, man. I want to finish up with a talking point right quick, Bob. What do you think about Punk Island, man? It's on Staten Island. I wanted to try to see if we should have some presence out there.
I think
maybe
you
get a banner.
I think you should definitely have some presence out there on Punk Island. This is, I think, the eighth installment. I believe it's the eighth, I think I heard, of the yearly festival, which features some of the best up-and-coming punk rock bands and unsigned artists who you possibly wouldn't hear of otherwise.
Yeah, I think it used to be on Governor's Island in New York City, I believe. But they moved it to Staten Island. I think last year was the first.
It was so
big. I'm not sure about that.
They had to bring it to the borough.
Right. So, but I do want to give the dates on that again, because I wanted to promote that. If you're in the New York City area, please go check out Punk Island. It's a free show, and it's happening
June 21st.
Hopefully we'll be there, and we'll have a little presence, and we'll be interviewing some bands, and maybe giving away some free Dying Scene Radio t-shirts. Who knows?
Right on. And on the subject of your banners that you want, here's your inside baseball. They're taken care of, man. Good to go. We'll ship those over to you. Let's go ahead and play some more brand new music, Bobby. This next track comes from the Russian hardcore punk band called Svetlana's, who have just released their latest music video called I Will Break You, which is from the band's most recent album, Naked Horse Rider, which was also produced by none other than your buddy, Black Dahlia. As of 2014, the Russian hardcore punk band has been banned in their homeland due to the anti-government stance and political commentary, not to mention their ever-growing popularity. Not only is the sale or possession of their music unlawful in Russia, Bobby, but they are now no longer allowed to return to their country and are considered enemies of the state. Make sure you check them out while they're on the road, and maybe they'll be hanging out at Blag's house. Who knows?
That's crazy, man. I saw the new video that's out. They just released a video.
I Will Break You.
Yeah, I Will Break You.
Yeah, for this track that we're going to play.
Right, exactly. You guys got to head over to dyingscene.com and check out this video. It makes perfect sense that they're not allowed back in the country. The artwork on the album is a shirtless Vladimir Putin riding horseback. So if Pussy Riot got tossed in the slammer for what they've done, I know these guys got it coming.
They got it coming, and so do you if you check out that track, like you said, on dyingscene.com. This is Svetlana's, comrade. I Must Break You on Dying Scene Radio.
They got me killed, they got me spared, they got me loved to because you are there. You feel my mind, my fist, you are my, my least, so I must break you now. You never, never kiss, I go, 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 Monet, my right will kiss you now. You are so proud to be with me, a better leader from the KGB. So you follow my leadership, you never think of this fucking shit. So you'll follow my leadership. You never think of this fucking shit. I must break you. I must break you.
Taylor.
I'm Michelle.
And we're Dan Broads, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Yeah!
Love it or leave it!
I will fight. I will fight to the death for my liberty.
Stupid.
Luke 22:36. He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one.
What peril shall not be infringed? Do you not understand?
We can't fix Luke.
Hey, man, brother,
alcohol.
About
costing
the way of life.
Blah, 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 blah.
Beard, Bobby. Quit hating.
It's just hidden behind the microphones.
He likes to hide behind the microphones over there. I'm not sure what he's got going on.
I don't know.
He's got two of them like decked out in like LA Lakers colors. I don't get it myself, but...
And that was for you. That was intentional because where are you from? You're out in LA, right?
I'm in Orange County, actually. But Clippers microphones might be better, but it's okay.
Are you actually a fan of the Clippers? Because I'm not quite sure that I've ever met anyone... One, a female who's a big fan of basketball, much less a fan of the Clippers.
Well, I'm not a big fan of basketball, but I have to care about the Clippers because they mean a lot to people that I care about. So, transitive Clipper pin.
Are you from California originally?
No. Can you tell?
No, I can't.
Okay. No, I'm not. I'm from Michigan, actually.
Okay. And all the members of the band comprised, are there anybody who's from California? Originally?
Well, Stacy is from San Francisco, and Myra has been in Pedro forever, but I don't think she's from San Pedro. I think she was a very small child when she got there.
Nice. So, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about the band. Tell us about the origins a little bit and, you know, leading up to your current signing with Fat Records.
Well, we kind of knew each other just playing in the same area. And our original bass player had the idea to kind of get everybody together and see what it sounded like. And it sounded great to us. And we've been playing since 2011. And then we had a little lineup change and kind of changed the sound and got a little tighter and more motivated. And that's where we're at right now.
How hard is this to find a new band member? Now, I'm a musician myself, so I mean, I know it's... tough to find the right person in the band. How much tougher is it when the ultimate goal is to keeping the lineup all female?
Great question, by the way.
Or was that the goal?
It wasn't really. I don't know. I mean, we know we're all female, but it's not the point of what we're doing. So when we did need to find a new bass player, we knew of Lynn, and she's such a badass that it was like, we want her. Obviously, it wasn't really, let's think of a girl. It was like, who else would we want, you know? But I guess it would be kind of breaking tradition if we did get a guy to play bass. So it's hard. It's like finding another person to join your weird marriage, you know?
Absolutely. Now, being from Michigan, what brought you to Orange County? Were you seeking greener pastures musically, or did something else lead you out there?
I just wanted to leave. I had actually just failed out of college for a year of trying not that hard, and wasn't sure what I was doing, and I just wanted to move away really far, and this was as far as I could get, and I did no research. But I ended up here and just started working and going to school and met a lot of people and stayed. So
you say you wanted to get away, but did you have musical aspirations, or was that something that came about once you got there?
I had been playing the guitar for a long time, but wasn't really doing anything with it. I don't know. I didn't really click or stick too well in Michigan. Being from there, you would think I would have had a greater hold with my roots, but... really, all the good things that have happened in my life have happened since I left. So, I don't know. I didn't think I was going to move out here to be a rock star. I think I just wanted to move away first.
Gotcha.
That was kind of a way to make friends. I joined a band that was like, can you play keyboard? And I was like, yeah, probably. I mean, I play guitar, but sure. So, and then, you know, you immediately have friends when you join a band. So that kind of started everything.
So Fat Mike has produced your new record and as well as signed the band. That's got to be pretty exciting. He's such an enigmatic fellow. Take us through, you know, signing of the band and you guys being rostered up on Fat.
Well, it's a dream. It's a dream come true. For sure, Fat Records was my number one, kind of is my number one record label. And it's not something that I thought was possible, even knowing that I'm in a band with somebody that is friends with this person. It still wasn't like, ooh, maybe we'll get to be on Fat Records, you know. So we just thought it might be cool if he could hear the band, and then he came to a show and we had this record that we weren't doing anything with because we didn't have any money at the time, and he was like, yeah, send it to me, which was exciting in itself because it was like, oh, maybe he'll listen to it. You know, it will have gotten into his ear canals. And then he or somebody called Stacy like midweek after we were in San Francisco and was like, we're going to put it out. We're going to assign your band, which was super unexpected and crazy and very validating and exciting and awesome.
Let me ask you a question really quick. Last week, we actually had a guest host in the studio, Ben Weasel, and he came out with his new record. Of course, of Screeching Weasel. He's very cynical and actually he has a little bit of bad blood with Fat Records, having been tossed from Fat Records. But he asked the question, what does a record label even do for you these days with internet and all these things and all these availabilities to be able to do PR yourself? I mean, other than just basically like a PR person, what does, and this is his question, by the way, this is not coming from us.
And he said, young bands, by the way, what does a record label do for a young upstart band?
Well, really, it's a huge endorsement. We are not a different band than we were before we were signed. You know, we sound very much the same. We try just as hard. We play as hard live, and we take it really seriously like we did before, but we were opening everything and having a really hard time booking things. I mean, we were opening shows, and it was like, not to be a dick, but I feel bad for everybody that you booked after us, because like, people are going to leave, you know, we would be the best band on a show. I'm not being arrogant. It's true, you know, because people were like, well, you're nobody or you're girls or something. I don't know what it was, but now we don't have to open every show and we get paid and people buy our records. We were sitting on all 500 copies of our first record until Fat Mike tweeted something about us. And then all of a sudden I had to actually go to the post office and like mail those out, you know. So they're all gone, which is cool.
I'm in the same boat. I have a funny Fat Mike story. My band played Warped Tour in 98. I believe it was either 98 or 05. We played both years. Whichever year Fat Mike was on, it had to be 98 because we had a brand new CD out. And I met him in the you know, the back area, the artist area, you know, and ran into him. I was like, hey, Fat Mike, this is Bob. I'm in this band Pigpen, and we're great. I know you're on tour, and you get probably bothered by this all the time, but here's my CD. And I gave him a copy, and he stopped. He looked at it. It's nice to meet you, Bob. And he flipped it over, looked it over back and forth, and he said, Bob, I can tell that you guys are going to go far, this band Pigpen. And he gets the CD, and he chucks it probably about 20 feet. And it was such the biggest dick move that I had ever seen in my entire life. At the same time, it was the coolest thing ever. And I was just like, thanks, Mike. I appreciate your support, buddy. And walked away and left him alone. But he may not even remember that. Who knows? But for me, as a musician and out there and trying to do the two, I was just like, that was awesome.
Man, that would crush me, Bob. That's a terrible story.
That's my Fat Mike story. No, it's if I ever ran into him again, I would remind him of the story and laugh with it because it's funny. Jenny, I'm glad that you guys don't have the same misfortune that we had with Fat Mike that you have.
No, I'm sorry that happened, but it is super punk and very characteristic of him. I don't know.
For sure. I noticed that you guys are coming down to play Fest down here in Florida.
Yeah.
You guys looking forward to that? It's a pretty awesome gig right there, Fest.
That's another thing. What does a record label do for a small band? It's like, you get to play Fest, you know? You get to do these things that you want to do, you know?
Those that don't know, I mean, if you're in a band and you want to play Fest, you can't just say, hey, I want to play Fest. You basically, you're hand selected. For sure, you know, being on FAD or any of the labels that are out there certainly opens the doors out there. Are you doing Pre-Fest in Tampa? Do you know?
We are, yeah. And then we're hoping to get as busy as possible on our way there and back. You know, we run this tour in August that's across the country, but we're missing a lot of parts, so we're hoping to kind of fill in the gaps.
Well, I live about 8 minutes away from all the venues in Ybor City, which is where Pre-Fest is at. If you ladies need a place to come and shower and hang out before the show, come on by.
We might.
Okay, so it sounds like basically getting signed to a record label is like instant credibility. I wanted to ask about the name, because I actually went out and I purchased on iTunes a Bad Cop, Bad Cop album, which turned out to be a terrible techno album. And I just want to say thanks a lot. I can't seem to even delete the thing from my iTunes. Buyers beware. That is a little confusing, I would say, though, for an idiot like me.
Have you been confused with that before, Jenny? Has anybody ever said that to you before?
I've heard that when people are looking for us, they found that band. But for a while, our record name and our band name were swapped on Spotify. So that was like kind of just the way life is, where you're like, we're on Spotify, but our name is wrong, you know, so, but we're on Spotify.
How was playing punk rock bowling?
So fun and super hot. I think it was 115 the day that we played.
Woo. And then you get all those sweaty bodies mashing up against each other. Thank God that you were backstage. You didn't have to deal with all that, right?
Sweat just immediately evaporated. It was actually real dry. It's kind of nice. It was like being a roasted almond or something. I don't know.
Hey, I'm playing I Spy over your shoulder, and there's a xylophone over there. Is any significance to the xylophone?
That actually was given to me by a friend while I was part of Cuntsbar, which is a Cock Sparrow cover band that people seem to hate or love.
Cock Sparrow.
Yeah, Cock Sparrow. There's a little organ, that little orange thing. That's the organ from that band.
Cuntsparrow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were a part of that. I was aware of the existence, though. Is that not active anymore, or what was that about?
That was actually never meant to be a band. I found that organ at a swap meet, and my friend, the other half of that band, was like, let's just tape one song. Which was Because You're Young. And then we taped it and put it on the internet. And then somebody was like, do you want to open for the U.S. Bombs? And we were like, we're not a band. And they said, yeah, you are. So we did it. People are still mad about it. Like, they're so mad.
I love that song, too. I always say, because you're dumb. I change the words.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing, actually. You're right. Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, you guys have a lot going on. You're also on the new Volume 8, right, of the Fat Records for Fat,
yeah.
Fat Music for Fat People. Is that the iconic one from back in the 90s? Is it the same series?
I'm not sure if this is part of that series. This is kind of like...
All Knowledgeable Bob, is it part of the same series or not?
I didn't think they were putting those records out anymore, but what do I know?
Well, it's a Fat compilation that's coming out very recently, and they're on it as well.
I think this one might be for the 25th anniversary.
Right, that's right.
So I think there's 25 tracks on it.
One of the things that a record label will do for you is get you on Alternative Press's 100 Bands You Need to Know About in 2015. How did that help you out? Did that get you a couple extra likes on the Facebook page or what?
You know, the Facebook page is a little slow going, but I don't know. I mean, we're just getting to play better shows. And I feel like, you know, most of everybody, even that likes punk rock, has no idea who we are still. So hopefully this record will really be our introduction.
Believe it or not, you're on our radar. So that's why we're talking to you.
We appreciate that.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Hey, it's great talking to you. Bobby, do you have anything else that you have?
Yeah. What song should we play?
Ooh, what do you have? Do you have the new record? Does it have to be us? You should play us.
I could have sworn we played something a couple weeks ago, Bob.
Nightmare?
That might be it. Yeah.
Okay.
It starts out with like a cappella.
That's it.
I don't know if you could possibly get us something else to play, something new, maybe.
That's kind of funny, Bob. They got to be approved songs, I'm sure. It'll be sanctioned by.
That was one thing that really changed with being on a real record label. It's like there are rules now, and you can't just do whatever you want and say whatever you want to whoever you want.
She has handlers now, Bobby.
Okay, as a backup, what band would we play if we were going to play a different band in replace of yours?
Do you guys play the Coat Hangers at all?
No.
I love them.
As a backup, we could always play that.
She went back to the guy that beat her, who publicly called her his whore. If he came within 5 feet of me, there'd be a price on his head for sure. I'd use a fucking hammer on his face. Yes, I would do that for her. I would bite, kick, stab, and brawl. Then he'd be out her life forever. I feel bad for you, Sugar Cane. You really think you deserve to be treated this way? Yeah, fuck what your mother taught you. You're worth more than you could dream to think. So get up, get out, get on. Pick a new life, one that you want. Get up, get out, get on. Be good to yourself, nothing's impossible. Without a roof over your head, you're stressed that you don't got a choice, and it's landed you back in the hands of that violently oppressive man. Well, get up, get out, get on. Pick a new life, one you'd be proud of. Get up, get out, get on. In this world, nothing's impossible.
From Bad Cop, Bad Cop, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio. That's the new jingle.
Shut up.
And that was the Coat Hangers, the Atlanta, Georgia-based female punk rock band that came highly recommended from Jen. Look at that. I shortened her name already to Jen. You called her Jennifer. She goes by Jenny. Now I'm calling her Jen. I think we're getting serious, Bobby.
I'm just trying to stay professional, Bob.
Yeah, me too, man. Anyway, before that was Bad Cop, Bad Cop doing their song Sugarcane from their new LP, Not Sorry. And of course, the conversation which you just heard. Teenage Time Killers was before that, which featured Jello Biafra, the man, the myth, the legend. I wonder if he's running for president this year, Bobby, under the Green Party ticket.
You know, Bob, I wanted to ask you about that, man. I know the Dead Kennedys are going to be playing that festival we talked about later in the summer out in Cali.
Yeah.
And Jello Biafra is not with them anymore, is that right?
Oh, no, he's long gone.
He's long gone. Why carry on with the name Dead Kennedys if Jello's not in the group? I mean, he's such an iconic yodeler.
Well, they sell a lot of merchandise at Hot Topic and Spencer's and the like. So, you know, why not keep a lineup together that's working? And hell, one of my friends plays with Blackfoot. You remember that southern rock band Blackfoot? They have no original members left in the band, but yet they still play. You know why? It's the name recognition, Bobby. And it's a money machine. Why stop it?
I guess you have a point there, Bob. But, you know, like I said, the iconic yodeling, does the current singer have that?
I haven't heard him. I mean, I'm sure he does.
Well,
I haven't heard any new music out of that camp in some time. I'm sure they're just a greatest hits karaoke package.
We have to do some investigation on that. But let me get into some news really quick.
Yeah, man, we'll dig deep. Go ahead and let us know what's going on now.
Members of Bracket have announced some solo projects. Lead singer Marty Gregory just released a solo album. The album is a four-movement string quartet and is called String Quartet Number 1 in F Major, Bob. That's interesting. Seems like it's up Ben Weasel's alley or repertoire.
Aptly titled.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It also has some demos and acoustic tracks. Meanwhile, guitarist Angelo Celli has promised to release one new song per month for an indefinite length of time. At the end, he may release the material as a solo album. So far, he's released two originals and one cover of a Kitty Wells song. The band is also rumored to be currently working on a new album. I do mention them because Bracket is a band that they're doing a lot these days. They're going to be a part of the Fat Records 25th anniversary blowout in San Francisco, Bob. Have you heard about this one?
I think I heard a word or two.
Everyone's favorite genre-defining punk label, Fat Records, is throwing itself one hell of a 25th birthday celebration. That's right, boys and girls, Fat Records. We will be shutting down the streets of San Francisco for 2 days this August and playing host to a monster of a festival. Headlining both days will be, of course, NOFX, joined over the course of the weekend by the likes of Lagwagon, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, Strung Out, Propagandi, Swinging Udders, Bracket, Toy Guitar, The Flatliners, and a whole bunch more. The event takes place Saturday and Sunday, August 22nd and 23rd, with a special pre-party schedule for Friday night. Go to DianeSeed.com to find out more about this, man. I would catch a flight to Cali, man, for this one, Bob. Would you catch a flight for that, to go see that, Fat Records? That 25th anniversary show, San Fran?
I don't know. Honestly, Bobby, I probably would not, as much as I love all those bands in punk music in general. There's enough festivals that come around, and I'm bound to catch one of those bands at some point when they're in my neck of the woods. Good luck to the Fat Guys, and congratulations for 25 years of being an influencer and a mover and a shaker.
Well, thank you for wishing me good luck, Bob.
I was wishing fat luck, but if you're going to go ahead over there, man, Godspeed. Let's play some more new music, Bobby. This comes from the Spanish punk rock band called Free City. They premiered a music video for the new song called, and forgive me while I butcher this, Volveremos a Nacer, which roughly translates to mean Bob is an ignorant American fool and has no idea what he's saying. It comes from the band's brand new album called Realidad Invisible and was released just last month. Make sure you go watch it on DyingScene.com. And here it is, Free City on Dying Scene Radio.
Colin from Cock Sparrow. I'm with Daryl.
Oi, oi, this is Cock Sparrow. Listen to Dying Scene, you cunts.
Well, behave yourselves. Have fun. Cheers now.
Please accept my apologies for barfing in your car. I probably didn't need those last shots. Did I really grab your brother's ass and kick your fuzzy cat? I was out of line even if he's hot. I went into the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and saw myself for what I really am. I went into the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and saw myself for what I really am.
Chicago-based pop-punk band called The Fur Coats, who feature members of Direct Hit, Das Kapital, and Devin K. and The Solutions. They're currently streaming their upcoming EP called Short Brain, which will be released next week on June 12th through Drunken Sailor Records, Rad Girlfriend Records, and Make That a Take Records. Check it out streaming in its entirety right here on DyingScene.com. Bobby, to you, Maestro. What else is going on in the punk rock universe this week?
Volveremos a Nacer. That was funny, Bob. Didn't you pick up any Spanish down there in El Florida?
I took 3 years of Spanish 1, and the best I can do is cuss out a Mexican on a job site. So that's my limitation.
I think you've said that before. Is there another one you could say?
I don't know if I have anything else lined up in the queue that's going to make you giggle and laugh, but I did go to Burger King once when I was in Miami, and the entire menu was in Spanish. And unfortunately, well, actually, I should say fortunately for me, I've had a Whopper once or twice. So I was able to say, El Whopper Grande Fries. Yeah, that's my extent of Spanish, dude.
Dude, free music alert. Everybody loves free punk comps. And if you don't, you should move to Red China or fucking Russia.
Yeah, where their music's banned and they're not allowed to have cool music, not even when it's free.
Exactly. So No Reason Records has just released their new sampler, which you can stream in its entirety on DyingScene.com. That's all I wanted to say about that, Bob. Go check that shit out, man. Download it for free.
Moving right along.
That's what
man.
I gotta do. Yep. Anti-Flag filmed an acoustic set during last week's Punk Rock Bowling. The 40-minute video is shot at 11th Street Records, and you can view it on DyingScene.com. Their new album, American Spring, just came out last week on May 22nd. Through Spine Farm Records, which so happens to be the same date that Baby Fat came out, Act One, which I have listened to in its entirety and read the libretto now. And Bob, that's a fucking great record. What do you think about that? I wanted to get your, I know you don't give a shit about talking shit about stuff, you know, and if you have a feeling about something, you voice it. You're quick to jump on the bandwagon of Ben's diatribe, too. Whenever he's taking somebody down, you hear Bob cheering him on in the background.
I'm the guy doing cannonballs on top of him, you know, trying to pull you down. Yeah, man. You know me so well, Bobby Pickles. That's me. I'll be honest with you, though, man. I haven't really given that record much of a chance yet. What I have heard I've liked, and that's the Chris Barrows song, as well as the track that Blag did. I think it's a great sounding record, and you know, no knock on it. There's just not enough time in my day to listen to as much punk rock front to back as there used to be. We had this discussion when we spoke with Ben, and it holds true with his band as well. One of these days when I have not much time and a very short time to do it in, I'll listen to the whole thing. It's punk rock. It only takes, what, half an hour to listen?
It's actually an hour long. It's like 60 minutes.
Oh, that's entirely too long. Ben, shorten up Act 2 into 45 minutes.
Dude, that's badass, man. I love that shit, man. Dude, punk records are too short, you know? They really are. They just come out, they're fucking 30 minutes. That might be good.
The great Joey Ramone said that he writes short songs for people who don't have a lot of time. You know what's not too short, Bobby? Songs by Iron Reagan. I love me some Iron Reagan, man. The Virginia hardcore punks Iron Reagan recently released The Sentence is Death, which is a bonus track off of their most recent album, The Tyranny of Will. It was released last year on Relapse Records, but it was a little-known secret that that track was out there. Well, they've now released it as a single. They're getting ready to head out on a U.S. tour and then head over to Europe. You can find all the dates right here on DyingScene.com. Check out the track as well. This is Iron Reagan, The Sentence is Death, on Dying Scene Radio.
Our robot, robot.
Hello.
Our band is named Tartar Control, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Y'all can suck it.
The Las Vegas punk rock band called Guilt by Association, who last released their self-titled album in 2013. Well, they've recently released their latest offering called Coming Home through Squid Hat Records. Today, the entire album has been made available to stream in its entirety, courtesy of our friends at Punks in Vegas. The band will be celebrating a record release show this Saturday at the Backstage Bar and Billiards in Vegas. Go ahead and pick up your pre-order copy now through the label. You can find the links right here on DyingScene.com. Bobby?
Chad Gilbert from Newfound Glory has released a new music video directed by Gilbert himself. That's why I thought I had mentioned this. It's very interesting. Pretty good video for his single, You're the Most, which you can check out on DyingScene.com. The song's taken from What's Eating Gilbert's upcoming album, The New Sound You're Looking For, which will be released on July 10th through Hopeless Records. So go check out that video. Another video you can check out. Bob, can you roll your R's?
Roll my R's with a rolling thunder. Yes.
You can. Okay. I figured you were a R roller. I
Roberto, come hither.
London ska dub punk band Popes of Chilltown are now streaming their new album, To the Moon, in its entirety. Give it a listen on DyingScene.com. See their newly released music video for one of the album's tracks, Wisdom Teeth, which your grubby eyes can view on DS as well, man. I wanted to mention that because it's an interesting song with a lot of rolling R's. They seem to really take that to a next level. Have you noticed that in the Jamaican ska music? A lot of that?
Not really. I've noticed it more in the Latin community.
Followed along with a bumba clod.
You know? Yeah, bumba
think
clod.
About a rolling R followed by a bumba clod. That's kind of what it is.
Bumba clod. Hey, by the way, I think it's Popes of Chili Town, by the way, not Chill Town.
I'm sorry.
The eye is not silent, and you don't roll the eyes. Can you roll your eyes, Bobby?
I can roll my eyes. Hey, Bob, I always say Chill Town. I've done that before, actually, mentioning these guys, because Chill Town is the name of Jersey City. That's what they call it. Anyway, all right, so I have a couple of tours that I just want to mention.
Go ahead.
First of all, DRI will embark on a Midwest U.S. tour in September and October after they wrap up their upcoming Euro dates. Just wanted to let everybody know about that, so keep on the lookout for the Dirty Rotten Imbeciles. Teenage Bottle Rocket and Pears apparently had so much fun on the road together earlier this year that they've decided to hook up for another run of dates this fall. Bob, you caught them down at their St. Pete show.
Yeah.
At, what the hell, by the way, it's Local 662 or something like that? Did they change the name of the State Theater, I noticed?
No, it's not the State Theater. It's the Garage is what it used to be.
Oh, my God.
Local
662. What the hell's going on down
there? Oh, dude, let me tell you what. The 600 block in downtown St. Pete, that's where it's at. Matter of fact, I'll be playing tonight with the Chris Barrows Band for a sold-out event. We're playing with GBH, The Business, Total Chaos, Mosquito Teeth, of course, Chris Barrows Band, The Scurvy. It's going to be a really happening gig. Sold out, Bobby. It's only the second time in my life I've ever played a sold-out concert event.
Dude, The Business? That's fucking awesome, man. Oy vey, Bob. I thought of a new t-shirt idea for all our Jewish punks. Oy vey. O-I exclamation point with the vey.
That's about as original as the name Bob Noxious. But kudos to you, Mr. Pickles.
Is it really? Has that been done?
Certainly. Many times over.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
hey, all the best ideas are taken, and you know what? It's okay to borrow from the past. Got to keep it rolling, like your R's. Right on, Mr. Roberto Pickles. Let's do this. What else you got left, buddy? Scraping the bottom of the barrel over here. Hit me with your best shot.
So anyway, Teenage Bottle Rocket and Pears, catch them out on tour. They're going to be up here also, New York, New York. Asbury Park, New Jersey. Anyway, Sick of It All announced a European summer tour. They've announced a bunch of dates in August. You can find the locations on DyingScene.com. Lineups have been announced for Riot Fests in Chicago and Toronto. There's too many to headline. That's pretty interesting, Bob. Apparently, Riot Fest was first announced in Denver. The Denver Riot Fest and Rodeo. We mentioned the lineup earlier on DyingScene.com early in the year. Apparently, that wasn't the end of it. They've now announced two more Riot Fests, one in Chicago and one in Toronto, respectively. And there are so many on this both of these bills. It's insane, man. From Faith No More to...
Bobby, let's try it like we're the end of a used car commercial. Featuring Rancid Alkaline Trio, Taking Back Sunday, Thrice Flogging Molly, Alexis Is on Fire, The Florence Arms, Pennywise, Bayside, The Damned, Desperados, whatever, Less Than Jake, Civ, Fishbone, Death, The Dwarves, Mustard Plug, The Ataris, and more. Punk Rock from No Doubt, Faith No More, Modest Mouse, Snoop Dogg, Moro Haggard, Cypress Hill, and a ton more. September 11th to 13th, check it out! Dying Radio.
I just wanted to mention that. Also, Gwar, your boy Andrew WK, and Wu-Tang Clan, dude. This thing's going to be crazy. Two shows. Anyway.
Speaking of Gwar, I noticed on my my Facebook feed that they have now kicked out the new female lead singer of the band. They're going to replace her with a paid actor.
Actually, that happened a couple weeks ago, Bob. I read that, too. And she was a drunkard, apparently.
We all like to drink and party, don't we, Bobby?
That was what it was for, though. Isn't that crazy? Anyway.
When two band members die with substance abuse problems, I guess they have to start taking a look at that.
There's a couple more tour dates, such as Green Day headlining the NiFi Music Festival, which is a new music festival that basically they partner with Speedway Motorsports and do these festivals at all these race car motorsports places. And then also Less Than Jake's Wake and Bake weekend details have been announced. And after their whole slew of tour dates, at the very end, it all culminates, I think, right in Florida, Bob, right in Gainesville, where they're going to have like a special concert.
Homecoming.
Series.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
That's all I got for this week, Bob. Last week was a doozy. Go check out the Ben Weasel podcast if you haven't heard that. That one was an all-time episode for us. Right, Bob?
For sure. And awesome. If you get the opportunity to go and check out iTunes and make sure you download, listen, and subscribe. It's Dying Scene Radio. We're there for you guys.
I want to remind people, too, please leave a comment and, you know, be specific. Make it offensive. Make it about Bob Noxious. Make it about something about Bob Noxious. I want to put that out there. Please.
Haters gonna hate.
About me, only write absolutely great things.
Find us at DyingScene.com. You can email me, BobNoxious@DyingScene. Find me on the Twitter, same handle. Bobby, all you gotta do is just Google you, right? You like to be
Bob,
Googled.
Yeah, exactly. You notice that, Bob? You know what? Just Google me. Let's end on that note.
I'm sure it's some kind of Google Analytics thing you're trying to like boost up.
Bob, take us out.
This is the Texas ska band called the Holophonics, who have unveiled a brand new record titled Don't Mess with the Holophonics, set to be released July 14th through Holophona Records. You can listen to the track from the upcoming work right now on DyingScene.com. This song is called You're Not the Specials. If you read between the lines, it says you're not special. The band's last release was Volume 8 on their Masquerades series called The Nutcracker Skank, which followed up to their Masquerades Volume 7 series, Skalloween. These guys are putting out 2+ full-length records per year. Each offering usually has a theme, and I was most amused by their entire rendition of Maroon 5's V, or 5, record, I guess if you're looking at it romanally. Is that a word, romanally? It's not. Anyway, this is You're Not Special. You're Not the Specials. It's the Holophonics on Dying Scene Radio. Catch you guys next week. Later, Bobby.
Later, Bob.
I'll never give it up. I'll never settle down. I'd rather write the same damn songs that every band sings about never giving up. Because we look the same and we sound way worse. Yeah, but I'll never give it up. I'll never give it up. Because my dreams are cliche. And our success is only hearsay. But if you ask, I'm doing okay. 'Cause it's all the same to me, yeah. Come on and pick it up. Come on and join the club. I kinda think we've heard this all before. It's like 1998. But we're all less famous. Trent's got 2 toes, third wave, it's all the same. We're all the same. 'Cause my dreams are a cliche. And our success is only hearsay. But if you ask, I'm doing okay. 'Cause it's all the same to me, yeah. Yeah.
This is Andrew WK reminding you that you're tuned in and partying extraordinarily hard right here on Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio. Dying.